The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
But first, two very important questions. Have you ever tried to stack marbles while wearing boxing gloves? Also, did you know that marigolds and geraniums hate each other?
Absolutely.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Wow. I gotta say, I did know that, but I didn't know that Todd knew that. There's been a bitter rivalry between marigolds and geraniums for, this is going way back, it's just not something I want to talk about on the air. I want to be about unity. You know what I'm saying, Alvin?
Yeah, and positive stuff. Yes, I'm still there. Alvin, are you there?
You know, Alvin, I'm sitting here in the studio, and as I stare across the desk to your microphone, I don't see you.
Yes.
What do you think you are, Johnny Carson? You don't have to show up for work? What is going on? Where are you? First of all, how can I hear your voice? Where are you?
Ask Marconi about that, but I have a nose doctor appointment today. He's going to give me a new schnoz or something.
Wow, you're going to get a new honker. That's fantastic. Yep. Tell him you want to look like Elvis Presley. See what he does for you.
Okay. No, he says he does. He does everything. Like, yeah, sure.
Well, listen.
I'll take whatever.
It's kind of fun to talk to you on the phone.
Pinocchio's nose. Whatever.
No. Tell him you want to look like Elvis Presley. He could pull it off if he's a good doctor. Now, listen, today we've got two great hours. First of all, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to interview Jack Phillips with the Masterpiece Cake Shop. He's the guy that, of course, went to the Supreme Court. I almost said his cake went to the Supreme Court.
It did not.
But we're going to be talking to him and to one of the top lawyers for the Alliance Defending Freedom. People listening to the program know that this month we're doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. They defend people for free, people like Jack Phillips, and people probably like you, if you're listening. Somehow this will affect your life because we've entered on a difficult time in America where religious liberty is not widely acknowledged, and so you have to go to court. So if you want the Alliance Defending Freedom to stay in business so they can help you, please, if you can help them today, every dollar you give is doubled. So if you go to ericmetaxas.com, sorry, that's my website. Go to metaxastalk.com. That's the radio website. Metaxastalk.com. You see the banner. And anything you give today is doubled. We have a matching grant. Alvin, I got a really weird day. First of all, I'm talking to you and you're not in the room. That's number one. You're at the nose doctor's. Number two, tonight, I mentioned this a few weeks ago on the air. This is flat out nuts. I got an email from the bass player for Elton John.
Ooh.
Yes. And he said he loves my books.
You got one too.
He said he loves my books, and he wanted to know when Elton is playing Madison Square Garden, did I want to come? And I thought, is this a joke? Is this like a Nigerian prince saying, I've got $1 million, do you want it? I thought, Elton John's music, if I had to pick one person's music that I have loved the most, it's Elton John. And so he's playing in Madison Square Garden tonight, and the bass player for Elton John invited me to go. And so it's kind of an amazing thing. So I'm going tonight to the Elton John concert, but here's where it gets really weird. after the concert, I'm going to have to run over to Fox News. This is late at night, 11 o'clock. I'm going to have to run over to Fox News because Shannon Bream is having me on her program tonight, live.
Yippee, yay.
To talk about Elton John. Oh, no. To talk about my book, Donald Drains the Swamp. So it's a crazy day. I'm going to rest hard because it's going to be a crazy night. I'm going to get to go backstage. I don't know if I'm going to get to meet Elton, but I know I'm going to meet the bass player, Matt Bissonette, and I just can't believe it. This is like so crazy. So anyway, I'm really, I'm just excited about this. And what else am I excited about? Hey, I mean, first of all, I'm excited about doing all this media for Donald Drains the Swamp. And did you know that yesterday I was on the Hugh Hewitt show? I mentioned this yesterday. I was on Hugh Hewitt, and Andrew Klavan aired my podcast with him. We did it. You can look this up online. So I've done a bunch of things, but the book broke into the top 100 on Amazon. This is before I've even done any TV. So this is just amazing to me. Tonight I'll do Shannon Bream. But I have to say that, folks, this makes me feel like we could take down Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert has a nasty, it's one of these classic nasty anti-Trump books. And you know what? You don't have to like Trump. But for crying out loud, the nastiness, the snarkiness, his book is number one on Amazon yesterday. And I thought, aren't there enough people who like Trump who could make my book do better than his book? I mean, honestly, it's crazy because his book's not even a kid's book. My book, I'm hoping that people will actually buy for their kids and for adults. It's like one of those. I mean, it's a kid's book that works for everybody. At first, I just thought of it as a humor book for adults. But of course, it works for kids, right? So the weird thing, though, is that his book, you wouldn't give it to a kid because it's just snarky adult humor. It's not meant for kids. It's not innocent and sweet. It's kind of mean. So anyway, so if you buy Donald Drains the Swamp, you'll help me take Stephen Colbert down a notch, you know, because he's got to be taken down a notch. And I feel like I'm just the guy who can do it, too. So
you're
anyway,
the guy.
I would probably like him if I knew him, but I don't know him. So anyway, I just was so excited yesterday. I wanted to announce it to the audience. That's a big deal to get in the top 100. When you haven't done TV or anything like that. So I think the book is catching on, that people who've gotten to see it are starting to buy, you know, more copies and stuff. But anyway, I just want to say that. I also got to say that this is madness. We have created campaign buttons that say, "He's my caveman." And we're not selling them. We've also created stickers that say, "He's my caveman," because at the end of the book, Donald says, if you're looking for a president, I'm your caveman, because they want to make him king. And like George Washington, he says, you don't want a king. You're free people now. You don't need a king. You need a leader who will listen to you, right? You're not going to listen to the leader like it's a king or a dictator or some bureaucracy. You're going to tell your leader what to do, and the leader's got to do it. And they say, you mean like a president? He goes, yeah. And if that's what you're looking for, I'm your caveman. So we've printed up these stickers and these buttons that say, "He's my caveman." And they're kind of red, white, and blue. They're big. They're like over 3 inches in diameter. And the only way to get them at this point is to buy. If you buy 5 copies of the book and send us proof of purchase. Now, the book is like $13 on Amazon. But if you buy 5 copies of the book and send proof of purchase to us at info@ericmetaxas.com, info@ericmetaxas.com. We will send you 10 buttons. Now, these, believe me, folks, these are big, beautiful buttons. You'd probably pay $5 for one of them. But we want to do this. We want to spread the word. So if you buy 5 books, you get 10 buttons. If you buy 100 books, you get 200 buttons.
Oh.
I just did the math in my head. It's 2 buttons per book, but it's got to be at least 5. 2 buttons per book. So we're going to be doing that.
I just fell off my chair. I fell off my chair here and hit my nose.
Did you hit your nose again? Man, well, so you be sure you have that cauterized. Well, anyway, I want to say that this is really exciting for me because these buttons are very much, they're fun. Mike Lindell is creating a My Pillow with the "He's My Caveman" motif on it. We're creating a plush. I still haven't seen it, but it's just it's a lot of fun, and I just hope that people will be encouraged. By the way, I'm doing a book tour tomorrow morning. I'm flying to Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That's 20 minutes south of Nashville. I'm speaking at World Outreach Church. There'll be books to sign there, every kind of book, obviously. And I'm not exactly speaking on Donald Drains the Swamp. It's a church. I'm speaking on Wilberforce and on Jesus. But I'll be signing copies of Donald Drains the Swamp at Murfreesboro Church tomorrow. They've got a 5 o'clock service. And on Sunday, there's a 10:30 service. That's going to be a blast. I'm doing the Huckabee Show this week. I think it'll air next week.
Ooh.
I'm going to the Reagan Library, and I may do a sequel to Donald Drains the Swamp called Ronnie Drains the Swamp. I'm thinking about it. But anyway, there's only one Donald the Caveman. So a lot of great stuff going on. When we come back, I'm talking to Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop and Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom. Please go to the website, check it out. And in hour two today, talking to Russell Kirk. He has written a book on
Andrew Jackson. Bradley Bertzer.
Oh, I'm sorry. How stupid.
Hillsdale.
Of course. Russell Kirk died a long time ago.
It's Russell. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we will have figured it all out, folks. My website, ericmetaxas.com. Stick around.
I'm so fearful. I feel like my world is about to come crashing down around me. I can't even get to sleep at night. This constant dread is wearing me down. I can't put my finger on it. Nothing's actually wrong. I'm just so unsettled. I don't know what to do.
I think you may be experiencing anxiety.
I just want it to stop. I want to feel normal.
When was the last time you can remember feeling calm?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
This holiday season, impress everyone who visits your home with brand new made-to-order custom blinds from Blinds.com. Get inspired by before and after pictures, read reviews, and get the latest trends in colors and patterns at Blinds.com. And right now, you can save up to 40%, plus take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's up to 40%, plus take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah.
What's the name of my second guest? Why am I hearing that? Are they hearing this? Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am talking this hour. You've heard me talk about the Alliance Defending Freedom, but I'm getting really excited because Matt Sharp, we've had him on the program before. I wanted to get him on again, but this time with his client, a man who is now effectively famous in the world of religious liberty, Jack Phillips, who's the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado. I have them both on the line. Thrilled to have you both on the line. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Well, hello. Welcome. Glad to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I got to say, thanks to both of you. Matt, you're there too, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, listen, this program, my audience knows that we're doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom because you guys do everything you do for free and everything is at stake. But I'm really excited to have both of you on because a lot of times, you know, somebody like you, Jack Phillips, you're a name, you're out there. People don't understand you're a real guy just like everybody else. You're a small business owner. You're a normal person. I have met you. And, it, you know, we forget that what is happening in America to people who have basic biblical values is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's happening to folks like you, in fact, to you. And so I want to talk about the Supreme Court victory, and I want to talk about the more recent trouble that we've had. So maybe, Jack, you could just describe, if you would, what happened way back when this couple came into your shop and asked you to bake a cake to create something, not just to sell a cake, but to create something right for a same-sex wedding ceremony.
Yeah, it started a little over 6 years ago now in July of 2012. And Thursday afternoon, two gentlemen came in my bakery and asked me to create a wedding cake for their same-sex wedding. And when I replied that I don't create cakes for same-sex weddings, they were surprised, and you're like, what are you talking about? So I'll make you anything else in the shop, other custom work. I'll sell you anything, cookies, brownies, but I just don't create cakes for same-sex weddings. And so they got mad. They flipped me off. They swore at me and stormed out of my store and then sued me at the Colorado Civil Rights Commission.
Well, okay, so we have to be clear because I always want to educate my audience so we understand these things. If somebody goes into a hardware store and says, I want to buy a hammer, and the person who owns the hardware store says, you seem gay, I don't want to sell you that hammer, get out of my store, I hate gays, or maybe uses an even more colorful term for gays.
Sure.
Everybody in America would agree that is not okay. If you have a store and you're selling hammers, you got to sell hammers to everybody. It's none of your business what they are or what, you know. But we're not talking about that. We're not talking about lunch counters refusing to serve a hamburger to black customers. We're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody coming to you and saying, I want you to use your artistic skills to help us celebrate something that we think is really beautiful and should be celebrated. And at that point, you say, well, this is complicated because you're not asking me to sell you a sheet cake for a birthday. You're asking me to create something and to enter into a celebration of something that because of my faith, I can't celebrate. Now, let's be clear. You don't celebrate Halloween. There's a lot of things that you as a Christian, you say, I don't agree with this. And you're living out your faith in your cake shop.
That's true. Yeah. This is October. We turned down dozens of cakes to celebrate Halloween because of my Christian faith. I don't believe that that's something I can do in good faith. And to celebrate the same-sex wedding, I believe the Bible teaches that marriage is between a man and a woman, and to celebrate something other than that goes against the very core of my faith. And like you said, I'd be glad to sell them, you know, cookies, brownies, anything else, or make other custom cakes for birthdays, graduations, those kind of things. But I just can't create cakes that go against the teachings of my faith.
Okay, so they wanted to sue you. They did sue you. And Matt Sharp, what happens at that point?
Well, unfortunately, or as we might expect, actually, the Civil Rights Commission and all the way through the Colorado court system, they ruled against Jack. They found that despite the fact that Jack serves everyone, and even this couple here, he gladly would have served them you know, off-the-shelf items, cookies, cupcakes. But despite all of that, they said, you violated our state law that bans discrimination based on sexual orientation. And so we took it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And we're glad to see in a strong decision, a 7-2 decision, that the court said, Colorado, you are demonstrating hostility towards Jack's beliefs. How you've enforced this, what you've said about his beliefs, all show that he wasn't getting a fair shake. And the state was targeting him because of his beliefs about marriage. And that is impermissible under our Constitution.
Well, it's an amazing thing, first of all. I think it needs to be said, again, all Americans need to understand that we're living in crazy times. I mean, somebody might just say, you know what, Jack, I got to be honest. I totally disagree with you. I think you're wrong. It's another thing to say, you're illegal. What you're doing is a crime, and you're going to pay, and we're going to sue you, and you're going to pay, and then to have the state agree and say, yeah, you have no right to have this point of view. Because I just want to be perfectly clear. People listening to this program, you don't need to agree with me or with Jack. You don't need to agree with us. It's one thing to say I disagree. It's another thing to say I disagree so strongly. I think you are doing something criminal and you need to pay through the nose. You need to suffer for this. This is not okay. And the state says, yeah, we agree. This is criminal. That's not America. In America, we have the right to disagree on these sensitive issues. Let's just be honest. Not everybody's going to agree on same-sex marriage. That's okay. But to criminalize your views, I mean, look, people like you and me who are Christians, you know, we believe in the devil. We think that Halloween is not a great thing to be celebrated. We think we have a lot of views that a lot of people just think we're crazy. But you know what? We're entitled to our crazy views. In America, everybody's entitled to their views, whether you think it's crazy or you agree. But now we have the state saying, not only don't we like the way you think, we're going to enforce it so you can't think that way. So the idea that Alliance Defending Freedom has to step up with its great lawyers and say, we're going to have to go to court. And this goes all the way to the Supreme Court. When was it heard at the Supreme Court?
So it was argued
in December. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jack.
Go ahead, Matt.
No, you go ahead. Matt.
Okay, it was on December the 5th.
December the 5th,
December the 5th, 2017. So almost a year ago, we went to Washington, D.C. and sat in the courtroom. We saw Ginsburg, Gorsuch, Kennedy, Roberts, Alito, all of them.
And it was a 7-2, let's be clear, it was a 7-2 decision.
7-2.
Okay, now this is a big thing. I want to say this again. We in America need to understand this was a 7-2 decision, meaning that the Supreme Court is not, you know, divided, always divided ideologically or politically, whatever. 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices said that Jack Phillips's constitutional rights had been violated. So this is where we are as a country, is that even though 7 of the 2 Supreme Court justices agreed that Jack was wronged, you still have to fight these legal battles. It still has to be argued and argued and argued till you can get it to the Supreme Court. And by the grace of God, they ruled correctly. But it's an amazing thing. Most Americans think that, well, if it's right or wrong, it'll be figured out right away. No, the state of Colorado gets this totally wrong. And you guys have to argue it all the way to the Supreme Court. What would that cost, Matt Sharp, in legal bills? If Alliance Defending Freedom doesn't exist and somebody who has a little cake shop says, OK, I guess I'm going to have to fight this now so I don't get run out of business. I mean, what would that cost just for this one case all the way to the Supreme Court?
To take a case like this to the Supreme Court, you're looking at hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of attorney time and fees and all of this involved, because you have multiple arguments, the preparation for it and everything. And it's best part of my job is that we're able to look at someone like Jack, a hero, and say, you know what, we're going to stand with you and we're going to do it free of charge to you all the way.
Well, I mean, of course, to go to the Supreme Court, you're not going to get an average lawyer to argue in front of the Supreme Court. This is a big deal. This is a big deal, and everything's riding on it. A whole person's life, reputation, your whole business, Jack Phillips. I mean, this is when you're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's your business. You're going to go out of business. And so what does the Alliance of Freedom do? They do it for free. And that is why I have you on the program right now, because I want my listeners to understand that this most basic thing that will be happening all across America if we don't fight it. Because if there's no price to pay, more and more people are going to try this kind of stuff to shut you down because they think you're a bigot. And so I want to say, folks, We need you to help. We have a matching goal. If you go to my website, metaxastalk.com, right now, click on the banner. We need you to help. This is important. We've all got to pitch in, folks. This is for all the marbles in America right now. We've all got to pitch in. Please go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner, and give. We'll be right back with Jack Phillips and Matt Sharp. I swear I'm gonna go.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Sometimes it's hard to keep track of all the places we've been. Next thing you know, the night is creeping in. It all changes quickly in the blink of an eye. You hop that train before it rolled on by. And the hands on the clock keep ticking, just rolling along.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are raising money for the Alliance Defending Freedom. I hope you will be involved. This is for all the marbles, folks. Religious liberty in America is under attack. And you know what? You don't ask for the fight, but if somebody attacks you, you have to defend yourself. It costs a lot of money in legal fees, and that's why we want to raise money for the Alliance Defending Freedom. They defended Jack at the Supreme Court level and won 7-2. So even the Supreme Court recognizes this shouldn't be a fight. We should really not have to take these things to the Supreme Court. It's ridiculous. It's clear. And yet you have to do it, and it costs a lot of money. So let me ask you then, Jack and Matt, when this was over, you win. Okay. Now we go to round two. Most people think the whole thing's over, but it's not.
Right. So the very day that the United States Supreme Court announced to the media that they were going to take my case back in 2017, that very day, an attorney here in Colorado heard about it, Googled me, and then called my shop and asked us to create a custom cake for that person, pink on the inside, blue on the outside, to celebrate a gender transition. And we inform this person.
No, hold on, Jack. Hold on. Hold your horses. You're not telling the whole story, pal.
Okay, what am I missing?
Aren't you missing? You said that they wanted to put something on the top of the cake, which was a pornographic image.
As far as I know, on this cake, they just wanted a cake to celebrate a gender transition that was pink on the inside, blue on the outside, what? And I'm not sure if we got as far as what would be on the top.
But what, now, Matt, am I getting something wrong? I read a, quite a bit about this, that there was something about a demonic figure and some pornographic thing.
Yeah, that's another one.
Okay, well, forgive me. That's why I cut you off, because I was like, I want to make sure that that we talk about that, because I was stunned when I heard about that. So if you don't mind my interrupting the narrative, we'll get back to the transition cake here. But if you don't mind, tell me, when did that happen? Was that right on the heels of what you're talking about here?
Pretty much all at the same time, yeah. We were getting a lot of crank calls, a lot of crazy calls. But now the Civil Rights Commission in Colorado has determined that they have probable cause to proceed on the gender transition cake. And so we're going back to court yet again.
Okay.
And I want to point out that this is not just about, you know, can Jack turn away cakes and messages that he doesn't agree with. This is about America's, every American, every creative professional's right to create and choose and decline which cakes they create and which
Isn't it amazing? I mean, if I go to a cake shop and it's owned by a Jewish owner and I say, I want a cake that says, I hate Jews, kill Jews, every American would say that baker does not have to bake that cake. I mean, it's kind of basic American freedom. But people can't shove you around. And just as you wanted the Supreme Court, you're telling me the people were teed up. They were right there ready to go with another thing. Now, what do you think? I want to ask Matt, what do you think is behind this? Are they, what is the strategy? Is it just to annoy, or do they have a legal strategy that they think that if they keep bringing these things that eventually they're going to win? What is going on here?
Yeah, I think it's some of both. The reason the Supreme Court ruled for Jack in the first place by 7-2 was because of the animosity and hostility towards Jack's beliefs. If there is any doubt about that, then you need only look to what is now happening. That right after the Supreme Court ruled for Jack, the same commission that the Supreme Court ruled against is back at him saying, you can't deny to do this gender transition cake. You don't have the right to do so. They've made numerous comments on social media and other places of showing hostility towards Jack's beliefs. They want to snuff out. This is an attack on the beliefs that Jack and countless Americans hold when it comes to marriage and things like that. But it is also a legal strategy. They want to, you know, hey, if we can keep pushing this and wear Jack down, maybe he'll give up. But this is why, you know, it's an honor to stand with a Jack, because these freedoms matter for everyone, and we have to fight these cases. You know, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and this shows that we can never rest and think that just one victory is going to be enough, but we have to keep fighting day after day after day, because the other side is not going to relent.
Isn't that the point, that the other side is not going to relent? And it's funny, you know, Jack, I mean, you're just trying to live your life. What did it feel like to suddenly find yourself in the midst of this so that people all across America know your name and your story? I mean, that's got to be bizarre.
It's bizarre, all right, because someday when you're in Colorado, stop by my shop. You know, there's like 4 or 5 people working here on a busy day. It's just a tiny little place. And for the United States Supreme Court to take a look at this very important case using us is humbling and bizarre.
Right? It's amazing. And what town are you in exactly?
We're in Denver, on the western side, a suburb of Denver, Lakewood.
Lakewood. Okay. Well, I hope people will come and give you some business, because it's just amazing that you almost lost everything. I mean, I have to say that, you know, I want to underscore this for my listeners, that this is a chilling thing. I mean, here you are running your business, minding your business in both senses, and doing a good job. And as I say, I've met you, I know you, and I know folks who know you. And you're the last thing. The last thing would call you is a bigot. And yet you've been vilified and you almost lost everything, folks. So we're going to go to a break. But I just want to tell you, Alliance Defending Freedom needs your help so they can defend folks like Jack Phillips. Imagine what this would have cost. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, legal fees for what? Well, you have to pay it. Otherwise, you lose everything. Please, folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner and give today. Hey, Albin, isn't
yes.
it time that we heard about what Janice has to say about Relief
sure.
Factor? We're sponsors of Relief Factor on this program. It works for me. I talk about it all the time. But let's hear from somebody else. Here's Janice.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
I love stories like this.
That's great.
Well, look, I've talked to so many people who have had this experience. I told you that I've had this experience. ReliefFactor.com is the website for $19.95. By the way, the reason it's so popular is very cheap. You take this stuff. It's all botanicals. Within 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Sometimes in 3 days, you'll know, or in a day. But I'm saying give it 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen.
Based on the true story of an Army chaplain and his wife.
I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family under God.
It made me appreciate family more.
The theme of redemption was just so powerful.
If that couple can find help, I think we all can.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
With the U.S. Embassy now open in Jerusalem, the world is witnessing the fulfillment of God's covenant with His chosen people. What does this mean for Christians around the world watching these events unfold? In his new book, Earth's Last Empire, best-selling author and prophecy expert Pastor John Hagee unpacks thousands of years of history and biblical prophecy to answer your most pressing questions about the end times. Get Earth's Last Empire. Now online and wherever you buy books.
Alvin, wake up. Wake up, Alvin.
Oh, boy.
You know, I told you, my pillow, it's so successful at getting people to sleep that even by bringing it into the studio, you fell asleep.
I'm telling
you, get it out of the studio.
Okay, this is not
a place to sleep. If you want to sleep, sleep at home. Folks, this is what's happening with my pillow. It's so successful at getting people to sleep that I think it's dangerous. Anyway, the point is, if you want to go to sleep, Mike Lindell, the inventor of this dangerous, powerful thing called MyPillow, has a special offer for you, Eric Metaxas Show listeners. He's now offering you a buy one, get one free. Right now, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, it would be the perfect time. Call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or you go to MyPillow.com and use the code Eric or Eric Metaxas. But remember, these are powerful. You need to respect them, okay? MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric or Metaxas. Check it out.
Big, bright, shiny yellow sun. Come and watch your children play. They think you're the only one who can make them feel this way. When I look into the sky, dark and gray, wipe the teardrops from my eyes, tell me all you have to say.
Hey there, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Jack Phillips of the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado. Jack, is that right? Did I say that? Lakewood, Colorado?
That's correct, Eric.
All right. And I'm also talking to Matt Sharp, who's with the Alliance Defending Freedom. And so, you guys are facing yet another battle. Somebody has come to you and said, okay, you're not done. We're going to make you fight again. We want you to bake a transition cake, which almost sounds like a joke. Like, it sounds like, is this real? A transition cake? When I heard that, I thought, this is just, it's just extraordinary. Somebody's, you know, sort of playing head games. It's like, oh, let's see if we can get Jack Phillips to bake a transition cake. And now you have to go back to court, effectively, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah, with Alliance Defending Freedom is right back to help us again. And Matt Sharp is one of the best lawyers I know. So they have a team of attorneys that are going to be working with us, and hopefully we'll get this straightened out this time.
Well, it's wild. Now Matt, where do you see this going? I mean, what is the next step? What's the first battle?
Yeah, so it's kind of two phases. One, we've got that same Civil Rights Commission that the Supreme Court ruled against is demanding a hearing on this, and so I think it's tentatively scheduled sometime in February. But we're working with Jack. We're going on the offense on this. And so we've actually filed a lawsuit against the Civil Rights Commission and the state, essentially trying to put a stop to this, that enough is enough. Jack has already been in this 6 years. We've got a ruling from the Supreme Court. The state has got to stop. And so this is part of our strategy in all of this, is asking the federal court to dismiss all of this, to dismiss this formal complaint over the transition, gender transition cake, and to just let Jack go back to operating a shop, doing what he loves doing, which is to create incredible works of art through his cake design.
Yeah, how much baking are you getting done if you're constantly having to go to court? It's kind of nuts.
Yeah, not enough, but we're still keeping busy.
Right. My goodness. I just, is that a cat?
No, that's a door chime.
Oh.
And, somebody walked through the door.
Okay.
I just want to, Joanne, I do have time to read, and I'm rereading If You Can Keep It.
Oh, my.
Great book. Everybody should read it.
Gosh. That's pretty incredible. I got to tell you, I get so honored when I hear stuff like that. You have no idea. I mean, the principles in that book, of course, it's not like I came up with them. But I do feel like I want everybody in America to know what it means to be an American and how precious it is. And so what we're describing here, religious liberty, in the history of the world, nobody's ever had religious liberty. It's the rarest thing, really never had it in a nation until 1776. And by the way, we've had so much of it that most people don't even know what it is. And so I do think that one of the reasons I want to have both of you on is to help people understand what is at stake. This is not something that just happens in the newspapers. This is real people fighting. Thank you for referencing my book, Jack. And but I want to say right back at you, you've become a hero to so many people, because to have to go through what you've been through, you did not pick this, as we just said. You did not pick this. Right. And if it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom, who knows? We don't really want to think where you'd be right now. But it's terrible. People's lives are being ruined, and we have to stand up and fight. So now, Matt, let me ask you. You said that you're taking this. Are you arguing in front of the Civil Rights Commission first? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. So it's happening parallel at the same time that we're actually trying to get all of the Civil Rights Commission, its hearing, its biased proceedings dismissed. And so we're actually asking a federal court to step in and put an end to all of this, so that Jack doesn't have to be dragged through the same six-year process again, and that he can go back to doing what he loves.
Okay. And which federal court is it? Can you say?
Yeah. So we're in the federal District Court of Colorado. And so kind of the normal process, we'll argue there, hopefully get a victory, but if not, it will go up to the Court of Appeals and potentially back to the U.S. Supreme Court. But we're hoping that we don't have to go that far, that we can get a resounding victory and put an end to this ongoing hostility towards Jack by the state of Colorado.
And is it your feeling that the precedent of the ruling, the 7-2 ruling in December, will help these lower courts decide this?
Yes. When the Supreme Court sends a clear message that tells Colorado you can't have hostility towards Jack, you can't bring these proceedings against him because you don't like their beliefs, and then within weeks after that ruling, Colorado is back at it again saying, oh, Jack, we're going to find another reason to find you in violation of our law. We think that's a strong demonstration of the exact hostility that seven members of the court found to be problematic. And so I think that's a strong precedent that we're going to rely on, and hopefully the federal courts will look at that and say, yeah, this is too much hostility, this is unconstitutional, and dismiss Colorado's charges against Jack for the gender identity cake.
Well, I mean, I want to be clear for folks listening that, Jack, you're a Christian. You're not an anti-gay person. You are a Christian with all that goes along with that. So if somebody comes to you and says, I'd like you to bake a cake that says, I hate gays, because you're a Christian, you would not bake that cake either.
That's correct. And I've had people with similar requests. I'm like, I'm just not going to do that. I want my all my work to honor God, Jesus Christ, in every way that I can. And I can't do that. I can't honor him when I'm making cakes that are hateful or that go against his teachings.
Well, I want people to hear that because you hear so much. You know, obviously we're living in a time where the news is very confusing and people say things and it's not corroborated, but it gets out there. And people try to paint folks like you or me, for that matter, as a bigot. And you think, well, not only am I not a bigot, but I fight bigotry in my life. I care about these things just as you do.
Right.
We may differ on our definition of bigotry, but we don't take these things lightly. And there are hateful people out there, and you're not one of them. And by God's grace, I'm not one of them. And I think people need to understand we're talking about religious liberty. This is not liberty to hate. This is liberty to live our lives according to the principles that we hold closest to our hearts. When we come back, folks, a few more minutes with Matt Sharp of the Alliance Defending Freedom and Jack Phillips of the Masterpiece Cake Shop. Check out the website, my website, metaxastalk.com. Give generously, please, to Alliance Defending Freedom. They really need your help. You hear the story. You get it.
And options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, and we're talking about the work of the Alliance Defending Freedom. They defend people for free because they believe it's the right thing to do, but they need our help. So if you go to our website, metaxastalk.com, you can give. There's a banner right there at the top. And I want to say that every penny you give is doubled, okay? So for right now, we still have a matching gift. That's a big deal. So if you can give $100, it becomes $200. We wanted to raise $64,000 by the end of the month. We are way behind in that. So I'm hoping that anybody listening who believes in religious liberty will understand that you couldn't do better than giving money to the Alliance Defending Freedom. These folks are heroes. I know many of the people involved with Alliance Defending Freedom, and I've had the privilege now to meet Jack Phillips as well. Matt Sharp, let me ask you, what other kinds of cases are you guys fighting right now that we don't know about?
So there's a variety of things going on, not only with creative professionals like Jack, but we actually had an argument yesterday in Minnesota dealing with a videography couple that do wedding videography and kind of facing the same thing, that they want to do wedding videos that celebrate God's plan for marriage. But outside of that, we're doing everything, you know, defending Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran. Got an amazing victory just yesterday, a over $1 million settlement after the city fired him for writing a book that expresses his views, the biblical view of marriage and sexuality and God's plan for all of that. And so standing with courageous individuals like Fire Chief Cochran and that victory and defending freedom of speech on college campuses as well of college students wanting to share their views or their pro-life views or their conservative views on campus. So all things dealing with our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, and the ability to live out our faith in public.
I'm really glad you mentioned the Kelvin Cochran thing, because that was just this week. And I have to say, that is a big deal and a huge exoneration for a man who is an absolute hero. I've had the privilege of meeting him many times now. And this is just the finest Christian man who's given his life to public service. And for him to be vilified as some kind of a bigot, to lose his job, and the irony that this man faced actual racism, he's African-American, he faced that when he was early on in the fire department in Atlanta way back, and now he is being called a bigot. And so it's been a tremendous journey for him to lose his job and have to go to the Alliance Defending Freedom and say, can you help me? And you guys have been fighting for him forever, and finally now, after 4 years, exoneration, thanks to you guys at the Alliance Defending Freedom. So I want my listeners to understand these things are happening more and more and more. You have got to join the fight. Folks, please join the fight. You don't have to give more than you can afford, but give something. Understand that if you don't give something now, the day may come when you're facing this kind of thing and the Alliance Defending Freedom won't be able to help. I mean, really, we're helping ourselves if we help the Alliance Defending Freedom. I know these folks. They're as reputable as can be. They're heroes. They don't need to do this. They're not in it for the money. They're in it because they believe this is the right thing to do. And they understand that if they're not there fighting for you, no one will fight for you and you'll become a victim. And we don't want that to happen. So, Jack Phillips, Matt Sharp, just a joy to have you on the program. Thanks to both of you, and God bless you.
It's my pleasure. Good talking to you, Eric.
Thank you
so much.
Folks, that's the show. Go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Please, we really need your help, folks. This is serious stuff. Thank you.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.